train now approaching platform 2 is the 1028 Thameslink service to Brighton.
So once again, May the 19th, 2016, and we're off to Brighton.
Is that the train creaking or your bones?
I think it's my bones.
Ah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just stretch a bit. Oh, that's better.
Yep.
So what we've got to say for ourselves?
Hello.
Does it get any better than that, eh?
Probably
this
not.
Is the problem with starting Great Escape with a pre-party.
Yes.
The few pints last
night. I should have recorded last night, really, when we had a bit of a pre-party, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Preloading for
Preloading.
So, what do we know? We only know that we're going to see one band today.
Well, we're going to see Ben Kaplan and the casual smokers.
That's Lars Nockins.
Yeah, and we've got to get there early because that's a good venue, and yes, it'll be oversubscribed.
It will. Probably have to get there at least before the preceding band.
Somewhere near then. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and they were sold out this year, which is. And this is the first year that you and me, Mr. Gumblow, have been.
Plebs. Yes. Welcome to the real world.
Welcome,
guys,
to the real world.
Yeah. Although, if you ask the policeman concerned, he will say he never used that.
Exactly.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. Yes, it's me, Pete Kogel, back with a surprise episode, really, of PCP 501. It's 10 months since I decided to hang up my headphones on the PCP front. And, well, I sort of got very bored and rather enjoyed what I was doing in the old days. So I'm back with a bit of a special. Maybe I'll do some more. We'll see how things go. But this is a special from The Great Escape. Of course, we go to The Great Escape every year, as you probably know. This was our 10th year, the 11th year of the festival. And we really enjoyed ourselves, as you could probably hear, myself, Mr. Grumbler, and Mr. Clitheroe, really, really enjoying ourselves on the first day. The first band we saw was the one you just heard, called Edward Sansom. You can find out more about Edward Sansom, I think, at his SoundCloud page. Edward Sansom, all one word. Based in Brighton, so a local lad, and that track was called Follow. It got us in the mood. I must admit, I do love the place he played. It was called the Spiegel Tent. They have a sort of little festival hub every year, which comprises a beer tent where they have some artists playing, another sort of a theatre where they have some artists playing. We've never been in that one. And then there's this thing called the Spiegel Tent, which is basically a sort of pop-up circus tent. And they often have sort of trapeze inside, so you can see that they actually do use it as a circus tent, but quite most of the time they're using it as a music venue, and very nice it is too. So that was our first taste of our first taste of good beer and our first taste of music at there. And then we sort of waddled along, as you do, in the direction of New Road, which is a sort of a paved area in Brighton, very nice indeed, outside theatres and all that sort of stuff. And there were some pop-up stages. And we heard this lot. This is Screaming Miss Jackson and the Slap Your Mama Big Band on a track called Was I Drunk? Well, I wasn't at that time, but maybe it was a bit later on. Woo! Don't you get through the life I miss?
was Was I Drunk by Screaming Miss Jackson and the Slap Your Mama Big Band, all the way from Bristol. I think they just came for the day, I'm not quite sure. But they were rather marvellous. You can find them at Slap Your Mama Big Band, bandcamp.com, where you can buy that album. As I said, based out of Bristol, so definitely worth seeing them down there if you happen to be in that area. It's always good to live sound out in Bristol as well, and that's where they were playing outside in the open in the lovely sunshine. We did rather well, and we had a wonderful time. And I think both Grumbler, Clithers and myself all agreed that the sort of the outside venues were better this year. Everything seemed to be sort of more well organised as a festival. It's been 11 years in the making, of course, and it's reached its it's gone past its difficult teenage stage and is now into its hard working stage. It was very, very well organised and brilliant, and I'm already looking forward to next year. So what do we do next? We walked all the way to the end of the pier. In fact, we walked all the way to the end of the pier twice, because the first time we went there, the band weren't there because their flight was delayed. Why? Because they come from Madrid in Spain. This is Terror by the Parrots. You can find them at theparrots.bandcamp.com. I think we've got three albums of theirs out, and they played for us at Horatio's on the end of the pier, which is a strange little venue, but you know, we've seen some good stuff there, so it's always worth checking out. And it was worth an ice cream if you get to the end of the pier, as they always say. So that was good, very nice indeed. We then wandered back, pretty much back where we came from. We did a lot of wandering. I think we walked at least 10 to 12 miles on the first day. I mean, we're back where we saw Screamin' Miss Jackson, just a little bit further along the road, by a band that came from Brighton called the Voodoo Love Orchestra, which, you know, it just by its name makes you want to sort of go and check them out. They were very, very good indeed. There was a lovely little mum with her baby, and the baby was dancing around like crazy. I mean, I hope the whole thing didn't go deaf, because it was quite loud, but it was dancing around and really, really enjoying it. And I think everybody enjoyed just that spectacle in itself, as well as the music. This is the Voodoo Love Orchestra and our track called Linda Magdalena.
Hi, hello, hello. How you doing? Yeah, you're having a great time. Excuse the pun. We're the Voodoo Love Orchestra. We're actually from Brighton. Who else is from Brighton? Say hands up. Yay! I'd say about maybe a fifth there. Cool. Well, if you're not from Brighton, you soon will be, because everybody that comes here ends up moving here anyway. So we're going to play you a load of stuff from our first album, which is out on Movimientos label. And we've got another album coming out soon. So please feel free to take about 10 steps forward, because you're... Yeah, that's it. Yeah, a bit more. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We want to see the whites of your eyes. Even if you've got sunglasses on, that's it. Brilliant.
We'll be right back.
marvellous, marvellous Voodoo Love Orchestra playing live in Brighton at the Great Escape Festival. You can find them at voodooloveorchestra.com. That track was called Linda Magdalena, but there were some other ones there. I did some field recordings, and they're rather marvellous. I may well slip one into a show a bit later on. We'll have to see how it goes. Right, what do we see next? Well, we sort of wandered about a bit and went in the direction of our normal pub, which we lovingly called The Sausage, although that's not his real name. And we spotted this band, which I'm not going to play anything from them just yet, because I'm going to play something from them a bit later on. But just have a listen to this sort of background noise. This is Noisy Bots playing live in the street just outside The Sausage. Interesting reworking of Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. This time played by Noisy Pots from Prague in the Czech Republic. I'm not sure if this was their first time in Britain. I think they said it was. They were playing somewhere a little bit later on the next day, so we booked it into our diaries to go back and see them, and see that we did. And I'll play you a track from that that recording and from them a bit later on. But that was just so good. Right, moving on. We then went after a kebab, I think. We then went to see this band. They're called Howling Owl. They're from Latvia, and this was a track called Dance for Common Sense.
Run around and act stupid. If they come knocking, pretend you sleep. Don't check your mail or talk to strangers. Forget those beers and let's dance. Ah, 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 ah. Run around and act stupid. If they come knocking,
who came from Latvia. I'm not quite sure where in Latvia, I presume Riga. And that was the title track of the current EP or album called Dance for Common Sense. There was definitely something Björkish about them, but obviously they didn't come from Iceland, but they were very good. It was just a couple, I'm not going to say brother, sister, or partners, but the guy was on drums and very, very good he was, and also playing keyboards at the same time, which is quite an interesting thing. And the girl was on vocals and singing. And they were very, very sort of quiet and demure, really. I'm not going to show if they spoke that good English, and I'm going to grumble up and have a chat with them. But marvellous stuff. Really, really enjoyed that, and very, very different. Next track, this is a band we saw towards the end of the evening. This is an artist we picked up called Axel Flovent. And this is a track called Further. Flovent, and he was from Reykjavik in Iceland, playing at the Unitarian Church. I did a couple of recordings of that, and although it sounded absolutely wonderful in the hall, it sounded a bit naff when I got it back home, so I haven't sort of put too much of that together. But that was a track called Further. You can find more about him at soundcloud.com/Axel Flovent, F-L-O-V-E-N-T. Rather good. And we went to see him specifically, although we rather enjoyed him, we were only specifically because we'd be in there to see Ben Kaplan and the Casual Smokers, who were coming on a bit later. Now, the particular Unitarian Church has a fond memory for us, because we saw Slow Club there many, many years ago. I think it was probably about 6 years ago, and it was a marvellous end to a festival. And it's a very, very nice, peaceful place. You sit down for a change, and you don't have sort of not so sweaty and moshy as some of the places. So it was very nice towards the end of the evening. But primarily, we're here to see Ben Kaplan, and this is him with his track called Birds with Broken Wings.
Hello! Hello! What a lovely joy it is to be here once again. I don't know if you know this, but Brighton was my very first gig outside of Canada. I flew to, well, it's Brighton, I flew to London, and then I drove the fucking M25 down to Brighton 5 years ago and played my first gig. It was my first international gig of my life, and it's a special city for me to this day. So lovely to be back here once again. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
Bring me birds with broken wings, men with all the answers, people who have killed. Give me incurable cancers, bring me peaches slicked in oil. Give me disregard for doubt, streetlights shine on broken roads where no one is about. I want that hopeless green depression, punishment without a cause. Give me impotent obsession, disregard for laws. I want the trees in single file, bring the corpse of something rare. Show me children who are sinners, show me mounds of human hair. I climbed up the mountain just to kill my son. An angel tried to stop me with a ram. Well, he said your mind's infected, but I said you lack perspective. You gotta walk the bottom if you wanna see the top. La da da da, la da da da, la da da da. Can't drink. Wheels that won't stop spinning. Teach my children not to think. I want the fruit that tastes like nothing. Extra thumbs for every crook. Look at me, lessons without questions. My disdain for books. Give me metaphors unraveled, poetry defined. Bring me the head of Dionysus, but please don't spill out the wine. Trade the future for the present. Trade me ashes for my history. I don't need no against sign. I know the answer to the mystery. I climbed up the mountain just to kill my son. An angel tried to stop me with a ram. Well, you said your mind's infected, but I said you lack perspective. You gotta walk the bottom and you won't see the top. La da da da, la da da da. Turning back, I don't care if things get ugly. Once the word of God is spoken, there's no way to take it back.
Day one. That was rather a good day, wasn't it?
It was
an excellent day.
Favourites?
I think I enjoyed Ben Kaplan most.
We knew what we were going to get. We were going to get the dummy.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
I like
other than that.
We're going to go again tomorrow, aren't we?
I quite liked Screaming Mrs. Abdab or whatever her name was.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very good. Yeah. And the salsa band.
Yep.
The cumbia.
Yes.
Voodoo Augusta thingy-bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And the Nutters from the Czech Republic with the kitchenware.
Yeah. I quite even enjoyed the Nutters from Latvia, the pair of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a good day. Had a good day.
Yeah.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
So, the beginning of day two, we're fresh, rested and raring to go, aren't we?
We're raring.
And we've already walked from home, so we're...
knackered.
I know, a bit knackered already, yeah. And I think I've worked out, I've done something like 22,000 steps. I think we all done about 22,000 steps, which is, considering my goal is supposed to do 10,000 a day, we did quite well yesterday.
About 11 miles, according to my little
device. Is it really?
11
miles?
We did yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, next couple acts here this afternoon are being presented by Visit Nova Scotia. First up, Nap Eyes from Halifax.
Just got to accept. And I'm no better for getting sick of getting no break. The feeling is something like disrespect. Except it doesn't even know I exist. Why didn't he roll? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he have a feeling to go on? Why didn't he roll it? Didn't he listen to our song? Why didn't he roll it? Now being a stranger in a strange, strange town, didn't you hope that everyone would come on and crowd around?
Was our first band of day two. Roll It was the title of the track by Nap Eyes out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. And you can find out more about them by going to Nap Eyes, napeyes.bandcamp.com. Playing at the Green Door Store, which is a bit of a strange place. It's underneath the railway station. It's very much deep underneath the railway station. And it's sort of a bit of a reputation of being absolutely stinky and horrible, but it seems to have a bit of improved slightly. But it was good to see them there, along with the next band, who were again the last band we saw last night, which is Ben Kaplan and the Casual Smokers. Saw them twice. Thoroughly enjoyed both sets. We saw them a few years ago. I think it was two to possibly 3 years ago at
Where did we see them? I can't remember where we saw them now. Well, we definitely saw them live, and I did a live recording of them playing live. And if you want to hear that again, probably the last time I played that, or it was played, was the PC Frogcast that I did for Graham Holland, which is in the feed for PCP. Of course, I did a live recording of them because they were very, very good at getting the crowd singing. Very much worth listening to. They were a five-piece, I think, at that time. Then added to a three-piece. I think the casual smokers are indeed very casual, and I think it changes as Ben changes his musical style. But very good to hear them indeed. So what do we do next? We wandered back once again to the live setup that was going on New Road in the centre of town, and we saw this band, Barbarella's Bang Bang, and a track called Here and Now.
Someone who spends a life trying to repeat the past. Someone who spends a life made up of blues and memories. There's someone who spends a life trying to forget the past. Someone who spends a life made up of regrets and memories. Well, either the one who regrets or the one who's got the blues. They both live in a world of thoughts on history. They forget where they are now. They forget themselves now. They miss what happens in this moment here. Someone who spends a life made up of ambitions and dreams. There's someone who spends a life shaking for the future. Someone who spends a life made up of worries and fears. Well, either the one who shakes or the one who stares. They both live in a world of thoughts on future. They forget where they are now. They forget themselves now. They miss what happens in this moment here and now.
Bang Bang. I did try and do a recording of them, which actually involved me singing at one point because she shoved the microphone in my face. But seemingly, and unsurprisingly, and quite honestly, I did actually manage to bugger up that recording. So there was no sound of me singing, which is probably just as well for all your ears. But that was them. They are based out of London, and they were rather good. SoundCloud.com/Barbarella's Bang Bang. Worth checking them out. We then wandered off in the direction of the Spiegel tent once more, and we saw this band from Belfast. This is Pleasure Beach, and a track called Go. Pleasure Beach from Belfast in Northern Ireland, playing at the Spiegel Tent. You can find out more about them at soundcloud.com/Pleasure Beach Band. That particular track sounded a bit like Springsteen, although I didn't actually think they sounded like Springsteen when I was listening to them the first time live. But really enjoyed it. It was pure pop, not the sort of thing I would normally listen to, but pure pop and very enjoyable. And and there was good beer as well. So all three things that, you know, we enjoyed to make it good. Then we went on a little bit later in the evening to the Hope and Ruin, which is a marvellous venue. Extremely small, extremely hot and sweaty. Seen some fantastic bands over the years. This is a band from Los Angeles in the US. They're called Sago, and this is a track called The Fringe.
This is our final tune. It's been great one day that we've been here. It feels like a second home. We have some good friends at Ray Gun recently, so I feel like this is a nice little satellite transplant place for us. We just put all this out on our first record. And that's all you get.
Television, varsity fashion advice, submarine lighting supply, blast house, bossa nova, shaking hips, naked shoulders, seeing is tweeting, talking, blogging, I hear, I see, I believe. It seems that we've missed the mark, reminders posted on doorways, you need a screen between you and me, notwithstanding paint-smeared headlines and rough-faced grins, I'm a long, long way from the fringe. I'm a long, long way from the fringe. I'm a long, long way from the fringe. I'm a long, long way from the fringe.
Everybody at this party is already over it. Everybody at this party is already gone. Everybody at this party is already over it. Everybody at this party is moved on.
That was The Fringe by Sego. Find them at segoband.segoband.com from Los Angeles in California in the US. And live at the Hope and Ruin. Very, very good indeed. Now, it got to a little bit later in the evening and we decided to see this band, or this duet, triple, actually, what they were, a duet, they were a trio, weren't they? Fronted by Sherry and Renault, all the way from Israel, with a very peculiar instrument. This is a track called Let Me In.
Homemade viola. We'll be right back.
Definitely one of the most quirky groups we've seen at the Great Escape. That was Let Me In by Sherry and Renault, with their drummer as well. Sangla.com/Sherry and Renault from Israel. And that very strange homemade viola that he was talking about was amped to the max. He was playing it more like in a guitar sort of stance. And he was playing it with a very strange plectrum. I think what it was one of, you know, one of those little personal fans you get if you're on a bus or a train or something, and you're extremely hot. You sort of a little battery powered thing. Well, he'd taken the fan, plastic fan blades off, and he put some, whether it was wires or whether it was plastic, I'm not sure, but a number of sort of sticking out bits that sort of basically strummed in a continuous thing, in a way. And he sort of played that like a plectrum, which is quite bizarre, but quite magical and quite beautiful and one he made. So we really, really enjoyed that. And yeah, that was the end of us at the end of day two.
Well, so it's now day three, Great Escape. We didn't do a bit of a wrap-up yesterday because we had a rush for the train, didn't we?
Aye, we did.
I almost missed it, but thanks to the good auspices of Mr. Clitheroe, I remembered there was a later train. Which is good. Well done, Dad. That's what you need Dad for. You know, always good. Always good. So we did more Ben Kaplan, we did more everything. We had a good night. We had a lovely ending, didn't we? Rene and...
Was that name?
Shireen and Rene. Renault, sorry, that's right, yeah.
Well, you can't beat a happy ending, can you?
No, especially on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think the first band we're going to see tonight for today was a metal band with a soul singer in a place called The Hub, which is tiny, isn't it?
Down by the beach.
Down by the beach, and it could be absolutely wonderful start or absolutely terrible. We'll see how we go.
It's downhill. The gods.
Absolutely.
It is downhill.
It is. Yeah, that's the good thing about it. Yeah. Till tonight. Just a one kebab day yesterday, wasn't it? Just a one kebab again tomorrow, I think.
Apparently we've got to today, we've got to go to Burger Brothers, apparently.
Oh yeah, he did say that, didn't he? Yeah.
To the chip off your old block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Vadun, and a track called Mawu. And you can find more about them at vodun.bandcamp.com. I rather enjoyed them, not quite sure the guys did. I got the impression that they sort of buggered off a bit earlier, and Clintus went off to the Australian barbecue, which is an event we find virtually every year, but hasn't been as quite so entertaining in the last couple. But yeah, that was them. According to my mate Rowley, who's an expert in all things metal, that is a stoner metal band. I didn't know much, but I just liked the sound. So yeah, they were from London and playing in a very small and sweaty place called The Hub. Check it out if you can. Anyway, so with Mr. Clitheroe gone off to see the Australians, we went in search of some South Koreans. This is Dan Yun Sum and the Sailors on a track called Lover.
I'm being stupid, man, so my English quality is a fucking shit. Come to England yesterday. We start from Korea at morning, but in England we arrive in England morning.
Oh,
Dan Pyeongsun and the Sailors from South Korea, and a track called Lover. And I think that was Mr. Crumbler's highlight of the show. I wasn't sure if he was going to enjoy them, actually, but I think he really got into it. It was one of those things that we sort of sat there and thought, not sure about first track, but we got more further and further into it. They played quite a long set, and it was part of a sort of a K-pop festival. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said they were particularly K-pop. Anyway, that track was called Lover. Dan Pyeongsun, that's danpyunsun.tumblr.com is where you'll find them. Very much worth checking out. At a venue you've never seen before called the Latest Music Bar, which is very good. Worth checking out. Anyway, brings us to our last track. This is by far, I think, my highlight of the festival. We've heard about them before, had a little track played for them before, but this is their ultimate track that they played at the end when we saw them the second time. Noisy Pots from Prague in the Czech Republic. This is a track called Gastronomy.
Thank you. Once again, we are Noisy Pots. We came from Prague. If you're interested how to spell Noisy Pots in Czech, it's Hlasité Hrnce. You can try it.
So the end of Saturday, and we are.
Is that it then?
Is that what it?
Is that it? Is that at the end?
Is that the end of it all?
We're done. Tedious, bloody crawl around.
Crawl around Brighton. Yeah.
Rain.
I know. Not as if we haven't met anybody, you know, nice to talk to, have we? Yeah.
Well, haven't done that.
No.
I haven't seen any music.
No music. No food.
Don't have an ice cream.
No company. No ice cream.
No beer.
No burgers. No beer at all. Yeah, absolutely. No beer at all. So, might as well be in the monastery, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Felt like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same again next year.
Yeah, absolutely.